You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is continental drift? In 1912, a German scientist named Alfred Wegener published an article titled The Origin of Continents. In it, he discussed a theory he called continental drift. He had noticed that the shapes of the continents seemed to fit together like a jigsaw puzzle. Wegener wasn't the first to see this pattern. As early as 1596, a cartographer from Holland named Abraham Ortelius noticed that the outlines of North America and South America seemed to fit with Europe and Africa. But Wegener was the first to do research and scientific publications. A few years earlier, he had also read some scientific publications showing identical fossils of plants and animals could be found on the Americas and Africa. Wegener figured there was no way that these organisms could cross the Atlantic Ocean on their own. His theory of continental drift reasoned that about 300 million years ago, there was one large supercontinent. He called it Pangaea. Later researchers expanded on the idea of Pangaea breaking up and drifting to form the current continents. In 1937, a geologist from South Africa, Alexander Du Toit, published how the supercontinent Pangaea broke into two continents about 200 million years ago. Laurasia was a northern continent made of modern-day North America, Europe, and Asia. Gondwanaland, also sometimes called Gondwana, was made of South America, Africa, Australia, and Antarctica. It also included India, which over millions of years drifted north to collide with and become part of modern-day Asia. Wegener's ideas were not at all well received at the time. Scientists then thought the continents and oceans were fixed in place, immovable. The problem was that he didn't have an explanation on the mechanism of what could possibly be powerful enough to move a continent. It wasn't until the 1950s and 60s that geologists started to research how the surface of the Earth was covered by rocky plates which sit on top of a fluid-like layer. In a process now known as plate tectonics, these plates move under, over, or past another plate as heat and magma inside the Earth move. That was the missing mechanism for continental drift. In fact, here's an easy activity to try at home. Get a paper map of the world, cut out the continents, and then see for yourself how they fit together like a jigsaw puzzle. We've just learned a little bit about continental drift. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.